Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I want to turn now to a shocking figure that caught our eye a few days back when we read that 5 people tried to end their lives by entering the water of the River Shore in Waterford. And that wasn't 5 people in a month, and that wasn't 5 people in 1 year. It was 5 people in 1 week. And Daryl Barry set up what's called Waterford Marine Search and Rescue in 2010 with his twin brother Declan to prevent the huge amount of people who tried to end their lives by entering the river. And he joins us now. Good morning, Daryl. Nice to talk to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
I suppose this is a kind of grim story, but why would you take it upon yourself with Declan to set this up in the first instance?
I suppose we've always been interested in water, and we've been around boats and the River Shore for a number of years. And I suppose looking back, we saw that people weren't actually falling into the River Shore, and they were actually entering the water with the, intent of suicide by drowning. And at that stage, we just wanted to see if we could help. I suppose it's always been in our nature with volunteering. And we just wanted to see if we could try and help some people by setting up the organisation.
5 people in 1 week, entering into the river, it's a shocking statistic, really, isn't it?
It is, Ryan. When you look at the mix, we've had both male and female within those 7 days.
Yeah.
And they would have been all at different intervals. We had them at individuals in 2 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the day, evening time at 7 o'clock. So male and female. So I suppose you can't really look and see that there's any trend within, even though there's five people in 1 week.
But how do you know somebody's in the river at 2 o'clock in the morning if they're on their own?
Well, we operate a suicide prevention patrol system here in Waterford City every weekend. And what we would have out is we'd have our boat on the water with 3 crew members on board. We'd also have 3 crew members walking on foot up and down the banks of the River Shore. And we'd also have our mobile vehicle with 3 persons, obviously, in that as well for communications. And if we would see someone that would be, we'll say, in a distressed state, our guys are all trained by the HSE and also the Samaritans in how to deal with people that have suicidal tendencies. So we would approach the person and I suppose ask them a simple question of, are you okay? And these are simple questions that I suppose anyone can ask. And are you thinking of entering the water to end your life? And what we find sometimes is that an awful lot of people, you'll have a sign of relief on their face, and that someone has noticed them, someone has taken the time to actually ask them, are they okay? And the majority of the time, you're then a listening ear. And I suppose we're a safety net until the emergency services like the Gardaí or the ambulance service come along, and while they're transferred then to a professional mental health service.
How do you decide one person is looking at the river to take in the view and another is looking in the river to take their lives?
Yeah, our crews would also, they're trained, and I suppose we've been at this for nearly 5.5 years. You nearly know, Ryan, just by passing off someone and saying to them, hello, how are things? Or, it's a lovely night. You nearly know by the response that you'll get back if they're just looking in the river or taking some pictures, or if they are in some distressed state. They could be walking up and down the quays. They could be smoking cigarettes one after another. They could be, standing there with their arms folded and their head on their arms. So there's an awful lot of signs that we would see, I suppose, throughout our patrols and throughout the years that we've been doing it.
So when you were out then, and there was one time you were off duty and you went out to check a boat and you saw a guy on the bridge over the river. What struck you about that guy?
Yeah, well, we were coming over the bridge and with a colleague of mine, David, and we were just about half nine in the night, and he had a set of crutches, and he had, I remember his right leg had a plaster Paris on it. So he was standing there looking into the water, and we kind of said to ourselves, well, maybe he's just resting his leg. we had about a 5 minute drive to come back, and we said if he was still there that we'd see if he was okay. So as we came back over the bridge, the gentleman was still there, and we noticed that he was rubbing a teddy. So at this stage, David, a colleague of mine, actually stepped out of the van, and he went to speak to him. And I rang Waterford Gardaí just to say, you know, that we had an individual. He was very upset, and he wasn't really very talkative, but we could see that he was in a very distressed state. We had to pull off of the bridge, obviously. Waterford Gardaí were en route to the scene, and we were in contact with the guards. And as we pulled off of down the quays, out of the way of traffic, the guards rang us back to say that the individual was now over the railings. At that stage, I suppose it's first thing to do is to get the boat, because the Guardian crew are on their way to the scene where the individual was. And I remember getting dressed in the base as quickly as we could, putting on our safety equipment, and the phone rang to say that the individual was now after jumping off the bridge, and he was now in the water. And we scrambled upriver. And I remember coming underneath the bridge and seeing the two crutches still standing. Where the gentleman was while we were speaking to him. And thankfully, it was a real flat, calm night, and the lights were shining down off the Guinness Brewery. And there were some people over on the left-hand side, and they were pointing, and we could barely just see this little glimmer of a face in the water. And I said to my colleague David, I said, David, you have one chance here. I said, you need to put your hand into the water and you need to grab him. And as we pulled up, that's exactly what he did, and we pulled him into the boat. And he was foaming at the mouth, and he wasn't breathing. And thankfully, we basic first aid was carried out, and he started breathing again. And Waterford Ambulance Service, Waterford Gardaí, and also Waterford City Fire Service arrived on the scene. And thankfully, as far as I'm aware, that gentleman is still alive.
It's extraordinary that had you not been there, the story would have been different. Also, if the weather conditions had been different, it could have been a different ending to that story. I mean, did you ever find out what was wrong with the man? What had driven him to this point? Or is your work done as soon as he's up and safe and off the boat?
Yeah, our work would normally be done then, okay. Ryan. We would hand over to Waterford Gardaí,
yeah,
and Waterford Ambulance Service. And that's where I suppose they would be brought to Waterford Hospital,
yeah,
for further treatment, or really, I suppose, mental health, professional mental health.
You just wondered, a man in crutches with a broken leg or whatever, or, you know, clutching a teddy bear, you'd really love to know what his story was.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose, like that, once we've kind of, I suppose, handed him over, our job is done.
Yeah,
okay. And I suppose it is hard, Jay. You would always wonder.
Yeah, and are they okay?
Are they okay? And have they got the help that they deserve?
There is this situation, Darrell, as you well know, about young men and suicides in this country, particularly in rural parts of the world. Is this something that you would encounter, or does your line of work know no age and no gender?
That'd be correct, Ryan. Yeah, I suppose when we look at our statistics and look at the amount of male and female, obviously we have a higher number of male, but we definitely have male and female, and aging from anywhere between, you know, 17, all the way up to 65, that we've actually had interventions with. So it's very hard to say that, you know, it's more it's all male or all female, and it's between, you know, 18 and 28 year olds, and it's this particular time of year at this location. Looking at our statistics, we couldn't put a pattern together at all here.
But you could suggest that the vulnerable times of the year, Christmas, New Year's Eve, those reflective times when people are just not themselves, everything's heightened, exaggerated.
Yeah, our patrol teams would be out all over the Christmas Eve, Stevens's Day. We'll run patrols between that week running up to New Year's Eve. The lads will be out New Year's Eve, New Year's Night. They'll be out over the Junior Cert, Leaving Cert results. So any high priority times. I mean, we even had a gentleman, and it was about 2-3 years ago, on New Year's Eve, sorry, New Year's Day night. And the guys that were in the patrol van actually copped him, and he was very unsteady on his feet. I suppose he was so unsteady on his feet, and he was an elderly man, he actually couldn't climb over the wall. He actually put his leg up and he was literally going to roll off the wall into the water. The team spotted him, and I suppose they intervened. And when speaking to him, they found out he was 62 years of age and had lost his wife 12 months previous. And he said he couldn't go on anymore.
He just wanted to say goodbye to the world.
He did, yeah, yeah.
It's desperately sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be the only one, I'd say.
No, he's not, no.
Yeah, so there's all these stories that you have to contend with. But like I say, your job is to either, it's preventative really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, like a safety net, Ryan, I suppose you could say. It's just if we can stop the individuals, you know, there and then and try and explain that there is help there. And I suppose trying to give them a second chance.
Do you find that people who are looking to take their lives, or have they taken some drink or something to steel their resolve, or are they perfectly focused and sober?
I suppose we would have a mix of people that we would come across that would have alcohol taken, and obviously people that would not have alcohol taken. And I suppose it would definitely vary that we would speak to people that would have already tried to seek professional help, and that are on, we'll say, you know, prescription tablets, maybe for anxiety or you know, depression. So it really does vary.
Do you have much dealings with the families? Do you see families running up and down the bank of the river saying, you know, we're worried, we're stuck, or you're searching for somebody?
Yeah, we've had some incidents where family members would approach us on the quay to say that they were looking for a loved one that might be gone missing while we're carrying out our patrols that we might keep an eye out for. I suppose normally where we would have some interaction with families is, unfortunately, is mainly on a search. If a long-term search was going on, that we would have some dealings with the families. Normally, the Gardaí would have a liaison officer, and they would be dealing with the families direct.
Okay, well, good luck with all your work, and to you and your colleagues, it's important what you're doing. I know you're fundraising at the moment, and listeners can get involved there if they want to.
Yeah, that's correct, Ryan. We're looking to build a new search and rescue base for Waterford City in County. Right. And if anyone would like to donate €4, they can text WMSAR to 50300. And they can also visit our new website that'll be up and live at around lunchtime today. That's www.waterfordmarinesearchandrescue.ie.
Okay.
Or follow us on Facebook.
Okay, excellent work. Well, look, good luck with everything. And hopefully you raise the funds you richly deserve. And thanks for talking to us this morning, Darrell Barry. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Ryan.